to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Wrestling. This is the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. How you guys doing today? Hope everyone's having a good day. Had a good day today. Ready to chill out with some wrestling before we turn in for the night. That number you guys can call in is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. I am in the chat room real quick. We got BNL Ted back with us after a little layover. Being there, Ted, it's good to have you back. We got Nature Boy in the chat room. Good to have you here, Nature Boy. We got Dr. Doom in the chat room. We got Tank in the chat room. And, of course, myself. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. I also got four anonymous users. You guys just stop hiding. Just stop. Make yourself known, man. Be a part of the show. That number for you guys to call in, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Hopefully my co-hosts will be with us in a moment, and Big Tone and Keith Hightower. So hopefully those guys will join us in a second. I'm ready for you this time, Big Tone. I got your music queued up and ready to go. All right, we got a lot we're going to talk about tonight. Got some news of the week going on. You know what, being there, Ted, to answer your question, I have not seen Suicide Squad yet. I'm probably one of the last ones to see it. I haven't seen it yet. I hadn't heard it was, I didn't hear, you know, the reviews weren't that great. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll wait till it gets the DVD. I don't know. But I haven't seen it yet. I may just wait till it gets the DVD and then judge it from there. Maybe it get better. I don't know. So, we shall see. Head over to line number one. Get Mr. Hightower in here real quick. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
What's up?
How you been doing this week?
Man, I've been doing all right.
Good. All right, first thing I want to go ahead and talk about, do some of the review NXT TakeOver Brooklyn and SummerSlam shows. To you, this year, was NXT the better of the two shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was kind of impressed with NXT. Once again, I'm not a, I don't watch NXT like that. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't watch NXT, but I always watch the takeovers. I always watch like they, you know, the usual takeovers and shit. And it was pretty much cool. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good show too, and I thought it was the better of the two shows as well. Go ahead.
SummerSlam was a pile of shit. Half of it. It was still good, but half of it was a pile of shit.
Why do you say that?
Well, we got the Brock match right there. That was, even though it was like a work, he's too fucking dangerous to me. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to be talking about what happened backstage, but I'm glad somebody fucking said something.
Man, if you guys didn't hear it, there was some reports going on after the show. That there were some reports after the show that Chris Jericho and Brock got into it. Uh-oh. Give me a second. Uh-oh. I'm ready for him.
Yeah.
I lost it. I lost him. Big Tone called back. I was ready for you too, Big Tone. I was ready for you. let me skew that. Let me run that back. Dr. Doom said he wants to call in, so I'm going to go ahead and give him the number as well to call into the show. Let's see. Bam. All right. Back to Mr. Hightower. So you say half the show was shit. Now, you know Chris Jericho and Brock Lesnar got into it backstage.
Mm-hmm.
I know you heard about that.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody said something to his motherfucking ass. Cause he's just like a big ass bully at school, just bullying everybody, just going, well, what y'all doing? Just bullying like nobody, like he doesn't need to not be in it. I don't care how much money he draws, it's getting old.
Right.
Real fast to me. Like he just there to destroy people. There's nobody else that can beat this guy. Let's go ahead and end his contract now, and let's get him the fuck out of here. Put him on part-time like The Rock, like part real part-time. Like only give him the Undertaker spot.
Oh, snap.
Give him the one WrestleMania spot, because that's all he really need. And that's how I really feel. Like I really dislike Brock Lesnar right now. He's doing nothing for the business.
All right. Let me see if I can. I'm trying to add people in and call folks back if I can't get them in. Doc on it. Give me a sec. Try this real fast. Mr. Hightower, I got an issue with Skype. Give me a second. I'm gonna shut down my Skype and then we'll restart this. So I'm gonna hang you up, restart my Skype, and give me a sec, okay? All right, guys. As you heard, I'm going through some Skype issues, so give me a second. I'm gonna shut all the Skype down. They're rebooting, and we should be in good shape. Give me a second. Come on, shut down. And I am shut down. Alright, now we're going to start it back up. Let's see what we get. We should be fine this time around, guys. There we go, she's starting back up now. Come on. I hate when Skype does this. They put you through that little loop at the sign-in screen. There we go. Alright, let's see. Right, first, let me do this. Yeah, I can call out on this thing too. Yeah.
Yo.
Haha, what's up, man?
What's going down?
Alright, give me a second, then we do this. As well, there we go. Now we working. Got Mr. Hightower back. Let me do this. See if I can get Dr. Doom on here real quick. We got his mobile.
Hello.
What's up, man? This is Will from the Call-In Show. What's up? Change volume up a little bit, man.
This is Jim. Can you hear me?
Man, you kind of faint. Can you jump your volume a little bit?
So you're going to switch phones.
You're going to switch? Okay. While he's switching phones, Hightower was saying he's finally glad somebody called Brock Lesnar out. And while we're talking about Brock Lesnar, he got supposedly fined $500 by Stephanie McMahon for the
come on now, you know that's a work.
Really?
$500? That's a fucking work, you know this. Come on now.
The man makes quadruple that.
And that's like a piss in a bucket to him, like that's that's spending change for him and Sable going out on a date. Come on now.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's there for nothing. Like, he's not doing absolutely nothing for the business. And when I saw when I saw John Cena put over AJ, I was like, that's my dude. He's here for the company. It ain't LOL Cena wins. He put over somebody that have not even been in the company for a year.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta give it to him. He did put him over.
He did.
Clean.
He did. He really did. Let me go ahead and reset the chat room real quick. Got some good folks here. Myself, Dr. Doom, Big Tone, Iron, Billionaire Ted, Tank, Wario Van Peebles is in the chat. Wario, what's up, man? I got to talk to Wario too. We used to have some good Facebook conversations. Nature Boy is currently viewing, as well as the four anonymous users. Y'all need to stop. We don't bite. Come be a part of the show.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I got you, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing. I wanted to chime in on what happened on SummerSlam.
Sure, go ahead.
But sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying with Brock Lesnar, I think what's going on with him is there's no really legit big man in the WWE no more, like tough guys. Like you had Ming and, real guys that kept locker rooms in check, so, there's nobody to really put him in check like back in the day.
That's real.
Unless you want to use Braun Strowman.
Yeah, but I don't think they have that mentality like they used to have back then.
Yeah, because all of them is like soft now. They game players like me.
You don't got them guys to like shut down bars by themselves no more. Because Brock wouldn't be doing half the shit he did if it was the 80s.
Exactly.
Oh, he would be getting his ass handed to him in the 80s.
Quickly.
By jobbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legit jobbers.
That WWE's trying to bring back. Dr. Doom, what did you think about NXT and SummerSlam? What is your overall thoughts on both shows?
Well, the ending of SummerSlam almost put me to sleep. So, it was horrible after the Cena match. Because it was just like, with no energy left in the pay-per-view.
What do you think the reason for that was, guys? And Big Tone, I'll start with you, and we'll go around the room. What do you think was the meaning of doing that with Brock? Just to put him super over, or what?
The rumor was that Gold Bitch was supposed to come and call him out, and it didn't happen. And that pissed everybody the fuck off. But besides that, even though, from what I understand, Randy didn't find out that that was going to happen until like 3 minutes before he went out. Mm. Yeah, they're just doing it to put him over. They're trying to cover up the bullshit he went through in WWE and the UFC. That's right. They're trying to cover that shit up.
Right.
And they're trying to make it look like, okay, that's the end of here. We can't fuck with him because he didn't do shit. That's there. Now, but everybody knows what happened, so they're trying to soften the blow and still make him look like the monster that he is and all that good of push.
What's your take, Mr. Hightower? Why did he do that for Brock?
Because he didn't want to put nobody over. let's just keep one. He don't want to put nobody over. And I just can't wait to Triple H fucking cut his contract when Vince McMahon retires.
You keep it in
92. That's not going to happen.
You keep it in 92 point. You keep it at 92 plus 8 for real. That the Doom, why do you think that it didn't happen with Brock?
Give a middle finger to the fans? I mean, it was really no progression, no storyline or nothing. It just ended.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of lame, too. I really did. I'm looking at it and say, what the hell? We were talking, like, Randy Orton had a legitimate shot at winning, and then you look at it and damn, he got one RKO off and that was it.
He got two, I think.
He got two, okay.
Yeah, he got two. No, he got one. He got the one on the table. That was it.
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay. Did he? I thought, okay, yeah,
that's,
you
right. No, that's the only one, because Brock was giving him, he was in Suplex City for the most of the damn match, and on the ground. He got him on the table, and bam, shot him under the table. That was it. That's the only one he got.
It's unfair. Give him that Undertaker spot. Give him that Undertaker spot. Give him once a year. That's all we need to see Rock is once a year. That's what he probably won't. Let's see him once a year.
Carla?
That's the only time I want to see him.
Is this my boy? Carla in the 702. Speak up. Holla if you hear me.
Hey, how's it going? This is Nick. Retroholic.
Nick, what's up, man? How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine, doing fine. It's a good night here in Vegas. Not too hot, not too hot, man. It's cooling down, you know what I mean?
There you go, there you go. Everyone, if you don't know, I play fantasy wrestling. I just got in it, and I'm loving every minute of it. I started playing fantasy wrestling in the Wrestleholics group, and I thought I'd have Nick come on to sort of kind of explain how fantasy wrestling works, and talk some wrestling with us for a couple of segments. So, Nick, tell me how fantasy wrestling works. We all play, I think everyone here, maybe Dr. Doom doesn't, but we normally all play fantasy football. How does fantasy wrestling work?
Well, the fantasy wrestling, it's based on a point system as far as scoring goes. So, we do match cards and things like that. So, there's three match cards per event, and that'd be Raw, SmackDown, NXT. You know, there's pay-per-views, at least one or two every month, and you have your takeover. So we hold match cards on those days. And we got three different types. So Raw has an interpromotional match card. SmackDown has an interpromotional match card. And we do a SmackDown versus Raw contest match card every day. And what we did was, on the start, we drafted superstars to both two brands, which is run by GMs. Now, in the match cards, it's run by series, just like NBA, you know, in the playoffs, how they have best of seven series, things like that.
Yep.
So, what we do is we do a best of seven series on the match cards as far as SmackDown versus Raw goes, and we gather the overall points to gain bragging rights and free agents, because, you know, people debut, things like that. So we could add it to equip our interpromotional match cards. Now, our interpromotional match cards, that's where, you know, we just try to build a unique brand that represents the members of that brand. You know what I mean? So we're just trying to do our own little personal creative thing on both sides. You know, the point system and things like that, it can be a little tricky as far as what to score, what not to score. So just to clarify a little bit, we run it on 1 point, 4 points, and 8 points, depending on what it is that you did particularly or your superstar did in that match card. So for every 1 point, you get for an appearance that isn't a video package or a flashback video clip. So when I say an appearance, that can mean guest commentary. We got live interviews. There's attacks outside of a sanctioned match. You know how people get attacked on the back or in a contract signing or things like that. So this is where the points get tricky a little bit, and where the scoring can get a little bit excessive and things like that.
Right.
So if your superstar gets attacked, that's also a point for you as well. So not only the attacker, but the person who gets attacked also gets a point. The only time that an attack can get added, let me rephrase myself. The only time you could add to your attack points is when the setting of the attack changes, or when the other superstar fights back and causes an exchange. We also give you a point for live promos. So your superstar does a promo in the ring, things like that. And also you receive a point for being in a match.
Okay.
And that could be in your inner promotionals, or that could be in the SmackDown versus Raw match cards.
What do you say about that?
You already got a fan.
Where do you sign up at? Because I might want to try it out.
Well, we got a Wrestleholics group page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in Wrestleholics. It got Muhammad Ali, Stone Cold, and Anderson Silva on the cover page on the little group picture. And, you know, the whole point of it is just to have fun and kind of, you know, live out that fantasy dream of being a superstar, things like that. And it also just brings everybody together throughout, you know, the nation and just people who generally love wrestling and things like that, and bring them together and just have fun with it, you know what I mean?
Now, now I'm the current U.S. champ in my group from a cute.
Not for long.
I'm already in the current U.S. champion. But let me ask you this, Nick. This makes you watch a lot of wrestling, doesn't it?
This here makes you watch. Yes. I mean, you definitely pay attention. It kind of gives you an added. Added taste to the product, if you will. So you got multiple things to look forward to and root for with this.
And I think it's interesting that out of the characters you can pick, you don't necessarily have to pick a male character. You could pick a female character if you think she's going to hit that night.
That's exactly right. And also, as well as that, you could pick tag teams. And tag teams actually count as one person, which is a little bit interesting. It kind of simplifies things in the long run. But, you know, a lot of the female characters, they're, you know, more valuable to the team than some of the male characters.
Right.
Which is cool to see play out.
Because I know one week, and I think I benefited from it, I actually picked, and I hate to say that I did this to everybody, I actually picked Charlotte 1 week.
What?
And okay. she came through. She came through. I got 8 points for Charlotte that week.
Yeah.
So, you know, she came.
I thought you were going to play Santana Garrett.
Nah. Never that. I can't stand her, man. Never that. But Charlotte got me eight points that week. So males, females, and I think last time I picked The Miz, and he ended up cutting that promo and got me some points. So, you know, it's fun. I like playing it a lot. It takes a different twist on wrestling. It makes you watch, like, pretty much all of it, because you're going to have a vested interest in most of the shows.
And that's exactly right. I mean, we're already fans, and to have something extra like this just kind of touches with our inner nerd as far as wrestling goes, and just kind of channels our extra interest and our extra, you know, driven nature for the business and things like that, and especially for, you know, certain people who have to carry, you know, bigger loads on their brand. Like you said, you're United States champion now. So, I mean, this is something for you to grow on and things like that. And it just gives everybody a unique opportunity, like I said, to kind of create their own thing. And that's what I like the most, is everybody's eventually going to create their own thing. And hopefully, you know, it could grow into something a lot bigger. You know what I mean?
One of my former podcast buddies, Justin David Kesh, made him about to start a little rivalry, because he's up here talking trash. He's playing the CM Punk role in our little rivalry, so we'll see how that rolls out. Hassan said Slater. Heath Slater. I don't think can we pick Heath Slater? Even though he's a free agent?
No. See, Heath Slater is now a SmackDown superstar rep. So
okay.
Only SmackDown. He's exclusively to SmackDown now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, you know, every pay-per-view, the winning brand, they get five front office moves. So let's say the last time at SummerSlam, at the end of SummerSlam, Raw ended up beating SmackDown only by 7 points. You guys clipped us at the end, which was it was hard to take because we were there the whole time, and then you guys came up and clipped us. But that gave you guys five, you know, front office moves, and then the loser gets three. So you guys got extra two pickups and things like that. So it kind of adds an extra stipulation to the SmackDown versus Raw rivalry match cards, because you want to be able to build your roster. That way you can use it for those interpromotionals, as I mentioned earlier.
Right. And how long have you been doing this?
Me personally, see, it started just with an idea, not to be cliche like Triple H, but it started with an idea. And, you know, coincidentally, I accidentally had an injury playing basketball, things like that, put me on the shelf. So I'm just in my room thinking of ideas and things like that. About, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, back in, you know, April, May. And, you know, we're all in this group, and I'm just saying, hey, what about fantasy wrestling? Because we're all, you know, big enough fans and things like that. And, you know, so basically to answer your question, it's only been about 3 months.
Okay.
And we've only got the ball rolling here in this group for about 6 weeks now. So, you know, like I said, we're growing on it, things like that. But as far as having experience with this, this is only about our 6th week.
Okay, okay. And if you guys want to sign up, head over to Facebook, go to the Wrestleholics group like I did, get your name, get everything out there. You'll be able to pick who you want to have for that show and go from there. It's a lot of fun, and I like playing it, and I like talking trash to Justin. I really do love talking trash to that dude. He's a younger dude out there in Arizona, and I just love talking trash to him in the group, so... Definitely check it out, man. You guys will have a whole lot of fun playing. Now, Nick, you watched NXT and SummerSlam.
So, time out. Hold on, Will.
Got it.
So, when do the next draft start?
When does the next? So, we keep this team that we drafted since the start until WrestleMania season. When WrestleMania is over, we'll redraft all the superstars. But as far as members joining, whenever we have, you know, a good amount, like 6 or 7 members or whatever, an even amount, we'll put you guys on our teams based on, you know, how many free agents we have.
So y'all let us know.
Absolutely. I mean, we already have about 2 people right now who are waiting for more people to come. So, I mean, like I said, we'll divide you guys evenly as you come. To either brand, and we're welcome to new members and things like that. Like I said, we're trying to grow on this and get more people invested, and the more the merrier, you know what I mean? And that's what it's all about.
Now, is this going to bleed over to NXT as well?
As far as having a third brand?
Yeah, having a third brand and picking from that roster as well.
Well, see, the thing about a third brand is that there has to be many people to understand. So, I mean, not to be like this, but, I mean, it's relatively new to most people. So,
right.
They don't the idea grasped enough to, you know, control a brand consistently or run a brand consistently right now.
Right.
I mean, and so we can grow and find some more people who are, you know, go kind of above and beyond for this and things like that and just have the best interest, then we can kind of grow on it like that. But until then, we're just trying to stick with the basics first, kind of get really great at this, and then, you know, maybe we'll make that kind of decision, you know, later on as we grow in the member numbers, you know what I mean? Because you can only have so many people on 2 brands, which I understand, so... definitely a good question, definitely good insight on that, and it's something we'll think about moving forward.
Now, I know you watched NXT and SummerSlam. What did you think about those 2 shows?
Wow. Jaw-dropping performances at TakeOver Brooklyn. I go on record in an unpopular opinion and say it was a better in-ring match card than the first one last year in 2015. Now,
really?
Forgive me, because Bayley Sasha Banks was the best match in both match cards, hands down. Probably one of the best, if not the best, women's matches ever. But I felt like the Kevin Owens Finn Balor last year was a little bit of a letdown. And the Samoa Joe Nakamura this year, if you're talking about a true main event, those guys took each other to the absolute limit. You know, I loved the fact that Nakamura, since he's been here, has elevated every single person he's been in the ring with. If you think about Sami Zayn, you know, Sami Zayn is a great seller, but Nakamura took him to another level, probably one of his better performances ever since maybe Cesaro,
right,
back at the first TakeOver, as you know. And, you know, Austin Aries, that was a great match. It finally got Austin Aries a match under his belt.
Right.
Then you think about Finn Balor, that match to, you know, put him in line to be at TakeOver, things like that. You know, I mean, he's just a great addition, and the fact that he went over was the necessary move. And I did hear, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I did hear Samoa Joe dislocated his jaw in that match.
Yes, he legit got hurt. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's saying that was a work.
I don't think so.
See, I heard that too, but Joe was grabbing his jaw, man. I mean,
he was walking up the ramp grabbing his jaw.
Yeah.
That's not a work. Yeah. The way Nakamura hit him with that knee, and mm-hmm. the way he did, the way he turned, and when Nakamura hit him with that knee, and it impacted, mm-hmm. oh yeah, he got him. Flushing his jaw.
Got him good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think that second King Sasha did him any favors either.
The reason why Nakamura won the championship, because they got nobody in NXT, right? Well, they do, but Nakamura is one of the best in NXT right now. So I'm glad they kind of put the belt on him.
Absolutely. I agree on that. You know, Samoa Joe and Nakamura, respectively, are main roster competitors at this point. But to carry a brand, you know, those two names have to be the spearheads, and it was Nakamura's time. You have to capitalize on the popularity.
You do.
And, you know, people say like, well, Austin Aries or Bobby Roode, this and that. Well, you know, Austin Aries is busy, you know, himself with Hideo Itami now, which is interesting to me. That's a really great matchup between two guys.
His song is going to make him a main eventer.
It's interesting.
He already looked like a main eventer to me.
I will defend.
Well, they just signed they just signed the beard. They just signed EY not too long ago. So they've got EY down there. They've got Bobby Roode. They've got Austin Aries. Nakamura's the man. Asuka's got the women's champ, and from what I understand, James Storm is coming back.
It's TNA version 2.
Exactly. but they're getting paid more money, and they're doing better work.
Yeah.
And under Triple H, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot better. All right, Nick, anything else you want to get out there? Anything you want the fans to know about Fans to Wrestling? Anything more about the group before we let you get on out of here?
Well, I just want everybody to know it's more, as far as WrestleHolics goes, we try to keep it, you know, like a family type thing, you know what I mean? We really take pride in each other, and it's always the man next to you and things like that. We always work for, you know, to achieve, you know, for the next person as far as fantasy wrestling goes. We're really just trying to get everybody together throughout the nation, as I said. And, you know, just spread the love. And, you know, this is something that will add intrigue to your wrestling taste throughout the week. I just want to say it's a pleasure to be on. And I'm always game whenever you need me, so I'm one call away.
Thank you, my friend. Definitely check out the WrestleHolics groups, guys, on Facebook. If you have any questions, you can hit me up. I'll be happy to direct you, answer any questions that you may have, and we will get you in there. Nick, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Mr. Will, it's a pleasure always, like I said, and thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, man. All right. That's my man Nick from the WrestleHolics group, and I love playing fantasy wrestling. It's been pretty cool. I'm the U.S. champ over there for how long, I don't know, but I will take it. I would definitely take that. So, all right, next question I got for you guys. I'm going to take it to Seth Rollins a little bit. I've been seeing a lot of indie wrestlers doing Facebook Live, getting on Twitter, saying Seth Rollins is too reckless. Do you guys think he's too reckless? What do you think, Dr. Doom? We'll start with you.
Yeah, this is the reason I wanted to call in. It's been boiling since we found out that Finn was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't want to hear nobody bitching if they put the title back on Reigns because Finn's out.
You know that's going to happen. That's going to happen. There ain't no question about that one.
I don't want to hear nothing because Bret Hart did call him out about if you're a top guy, you shouldn't be hurting people. And he has a point. He done hurt 3 people within, you know, a calendar year. And 2 of them in the same move. So you got to call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
You came from that one. He did.
I think it's that one power bomb move he needs to stop doing. He's getting reckless with that. I think everything else he's cool with. I don't know why they took that simple curb stump from him.
Yeah.
Concussion.
But that's not even a like he barely hits him with it though.
Yeah, it's just the way they land.
You also need to watch out for that knee.
Yeah.
That knee that gave Cena the broke nose. You need to watch out for that knee too.
He do some chain wrestling, and he know how to chain wrestle, so he should do some chain wrestling too.
Yeah.
Stop. And what a lot of people been saying too, and not to get off subject, I listened to the Stone Cold of Pat Patterson podcast. Wonderful fucking podcast. I mean, Pat Patterson is actually the genius behind the WWF. But what he was saying
that's a gimmick. We know that.
Too fast now, the new days. They move too fast. Let's get back to the chain wrestling. Let's get back to the holds. And I kind of agree with him about that just a little bit.
What you think, Big Tone? You think he's too reckless?
Oh, of course he is. I mean, you see what he did to Finn, like he wasn't shit. Okay? He took Sting out, which I'm still a little pissed about that one. And he's getting too cocky. I mean, I know he didn't do it on purpose, but he needs to tone it back just a little bit and reel it in just a little bit. He can go monster berserk all he wants, yeah, but he just got to tone it down and stop trying to hurt his opponents. Because if he does that, Vince is going to look at him like, you're going to sit your ass down for a minute, homie.
Yeah.
We're going to make this champion again. You keep fucking around.
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to put that belt on Miz, and Miz is going to be like, oh, I'm a two-time champ. Y'all can run kiss my ass. But no, he is getting a little reckless with that throw, that shot put power bomb. And one more like that, Miz is going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You getting the Ryback syndrome, so you better watch the fuck out.
Ryback syndrome. I think so too, man.
Change the style of wrestling a little bit.
Now,
he don't need to change his style. He just got to watch what he's doing. He don't need to change his style. He just got to watch what he's doing, because the more he throws people like that, you see how Finn came down, even though he was trying to brace himself because he knew it was coming. He was trying to brace himself, but I put a little bit on that on Finn himself, because he saw where he was going to go, but he put that arm out there to break his fall, and it got him.
Yeah.
So you gotta give a little bit of that one.
What was that to them?
I think he threw him too far.
No, because where he was, the way the angle that they shot it at, it does seem that he was too far. But if you see the way the angle he came down and he had to grab it, so he knew where he was. So yeah, you're right. He did throw him a little too far out.
Now while you're in the chat, this asked a question. Does Seth Rollins ever use the blackout like he did in ROH? I've never seen him use the blackout in WWE.
No, I don't think they're gonna let him use it. I mean, he's got more in his arsenal. Everybody knows that. But nah, I've never seen him use the blackout.
You didn't need to go back to that curve stuff.
Yeah, I like the curve stuff.
Because the curve stuff ain't no questions and nothing like, and he barely, like I said, he barely hits it on people anyway. So
yeah. I like the curve stomp.
That's the safest move that he can do.
that kind
but
of.
I gotta give,
go ahead, man. Do your thing.
No, I'm saying I got to give it up to Finn continuing the match when he dislocated his shoulder twice in the match.
He said, they said he popped it back in and went on about his business. He's like, let's go.
Yeah. That's badass.
That Mel Gibson. That's at least badass.
Weapon. Now they're already saying that his first title reign, his first title defense would have been against Kevin Owens.
You know what, Kevin Owens just might get the belt and shit. Damn well, he fucking deserve it.
Nah, they're gonna put that back on Roman until Finn gets back.
Don't even. Are
they, you know what? WWE smart. Well, who's really running Raw? It's up to whoever running Raw. If Vince McMahon is running Raw, then yeah, it might go on Reigns. If Stephanie running, I think she might put it on Owens or somebody else. They might put it on Big Cass. That's
the king of swerves. Hell no, he is not ready for the belt yet. Not even close to being ready.
You know how Vince is? Oh, he's big.
Yeah, I know that. But the thing is, when it comes to, everybody knows Vince runs the show completely. Don't make a difference who's running SmackDown, who's running Raw. It all goes through Vince. And this is like, okay, Roman, you've done your job. You paid the price. Okay, you've been down the job. You lost clean a couple times. They made you look stupid.
Better cool with SmackDown. Well, from what I'm hearing from the rumors is he's over SmackDown, but he's not, you know, got his hands in SmackDown.
Right.
SmackDown is the better show right now.
I agree with that. Now, Wario said something that was interesting, too, that I also agree with. He said that belt is just staying warm for Nakamura. And Nakamura would be huge on Raw.
Yeah.
He'd be huge on Raw, man. You imagine that interest?
He will, but he ain't holding that belt until Kevin Owens holds that belt first. To me, I really would give it to Kevin Owens before I give it to Nakamura.
I mean, you could do that because right now, Nakamura's got to go through his NXT run first, so yeah.
Like, yeah, he deserves it. Yeah.
That belt's going to change hands a couple times before Nakamura can up there.
But I'd rather see Nakamura with the world heavy. If they smart and if they want to, you know, if WWE thinks smart and be like, okay, we have our first actual Asian, you know, Chinese, Japanese champion, that would be good if they do it that way. If they bring him up to SmackDown instead of Raw and making him a world champion.
And that would be the best move ever. Boy, Nakamura in that world title, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Now, let me ask you a question. Let me bring up somebody else. Let me bring up Dean Ambrose. Does he fit Among the former champions that we've had in the past? Does he fit there?
No, he's fucking done.
Does he
after what he did at that Dolph Ziggler match where that shit was kind of boozy, wasn't that fun, and the Stone Cold podcast, he's done.
I thought they should have had Ziggler go over because Ziggler was putting in all the work before the build.
Yeah, me too.
His ass was being lazy. He's done. AJ gonna whoop his ass. He's done. He's not a respectable champion right now. He's acting like a big asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we know him and AJ gonna go at it. We know this. Who would you rather have that SmackDown champion before they put Dolph Ziggler in it? Would you rather have Dean, Dolph, or Bray?
No,
take Bray out because he's got the Barrett syndrome, so
damn, they need to get that off of him so he could be he should have been a champion a long time ago.
I agree.
Now Nature Boy asked, why does Kevin Owens deserve the title?
He's been putting in the work.
He's
a traditional heel.
Right.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he's one of the best heels out there in WWE besides Chris Jericho.
Oh, Jericho's a pussy, but we ain't worried about him right now.
Hey, he stood up to that big meathead white boy.
Whoever has it. Maybe the first time he can whoop Goldberg. If Jericho can whoop Goldberg ass, you know damn well he'll stand up to Brock. Come on.
From what I heard in that fight, it really wasn't a fight between Goldberg. It wasn't really a fight between Goldberg and Jericho. It was just a few. It was just a few moves.
It was a bitch fight between two bitches. That's all.
Didn't Mr. Murphy get the best of Brock in that plane ride?
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Somebody just needs to beat his ass. I just can't wait till somebody just really whoop his ass.
Let me bring on the host of the What Are You Reading comic book show that you can hear on this fine network every Sunday. That you can hear on this fine network every Sunday. Hightower. Hightower.
You're starting to become like Rage.
Nah,
he reminds
me of Riley Freeman.
Oh, let me bring in Surfer. Surfer, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm okay. Had a long day. If AJ gets the belt, you know who's going to take it off of him, right?
Oh, Cena.
Yep.
Cena done.
Gone for a while.
Right, he may be done for now, but
part time, he done. He ain't
okay,
coming back.
Well, when he brings his part time ass back.
You won't see him until WrestleMania season. Yeah. You won't see Cena until WrestleMania.
If he get it off, then that's okay. That's good.
AJ did the unthinkable.
Cena put AJ over.
Yeah.
I don't see Cena get the belt.
Yeah.
He really did.
That's why he's going to get the belt.
Yeah, he put him over nice and clean. He put him over absolutely clean. The best thing I've seen. That's the best one he's ever done.
Yep.
Clean.
Yep. Now, let me move on over for a minute. Let me move on over to the other company for a minute. The other
Which
company.
One? ROH? Okay.
Yeah.
It looks to be that TNA is preparing for a second final deletion match.
It's
also been rumored that the tag team champs, Decay, will be involved as well.
For what?
What now?
Are they going to do the deletion as the two Matt and Jeff against the K for the World Tag Titles? Or are they going to pull it back?
That might be hella good.
Maybe, but it's going to be a second final deletion match.
Oh shit! The fuck, what is Billy Corgan coming up with now?
You got to give TNA credit though; they do have the most dominant champion out there right now.
Boy, here we go.
Destroyer.
Here we go.
Jesus. Go. You ride his nuts now?
I've been telling you about Destroyer since he got the belt the first time.
You know what? I'm going to ask everybody, and I want the chat room to get involved in this. Who's a better champion right now? Is it Dean Ambrose or Bobby Lashley?
Oh, if you want to go there, it's Bobby Lashley.
It really fucking
is. There's no question.
Dean is a lousy fucking champion right there.
He's gotten lazy.
And it's when you look at former champions, Wario says neither are being booked right. You got a good point on that, Wario. But when you look at Dean on that question I asked earlier, it just doesn't seem he fits.
He fits, he's just being fucking lazy.
No, he don't. Okay, look at all your past WWE champions. WWF champions, for that matter. Hogan. Yeah. Warrior. Flair. He don't really go in that mix.
I mean, he's not even on a Bret Hart level when he was champ.
Yeah. And even Brett was built up a little bit better because he was IC champ for God knows how long before he doggone was even inside the picture.
So over though, that's the problem.
Yeah. Dean is over, and he could be a legitimate champion. He just not need to stop being so fucking lazy.
He should have been champ like 2 years ago when he was white hot.
Yeah.
When he lost,
he would have got a big pop if he would. They would get that. Did what they did now to him when he was white hot, giving the belt then. Oh yeah, he would have rolled it to the moon.
Yeah. The Headbangers are supposed to be making a return to WWE on SmackDown
for
Live
what?
Next week. I don't know why.
Job
what?
They
need to quit.
Job.
Oh yeah, that's probably what that's going to be. They're fodder for Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
SmackDown.
Check this out. They're going to Raw.
What are you going to Raw?
Check this out. Yeah. This is what I just heard this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting rid of the redheaded stepchild.
They what?
They're getting rid of this redheaded stepchild.
Even Marie going to go?
There's a rumor she's going bye-bye.
I hope that rumor is so true.
Because her husband ran his mouth, then she gets up and backs him up and start talking about creative and shit. Oh, you know Vince is pissed about that. That's one thing you just don't do.
You want me to keep 100? She don't need WWE.
Nope.
You know that.
What the fuck she gonna do then? What the fuck she gonna do then?
Go to Boston reality TV.
Been doing magazines.
No magazines. She don't really need WWE.
Playboy is no more. So what the fuck she gonna do?
Is Max
a reality show? No reality.
Okay, yeah, Max. Max magazine. Yeah,
because I'm reality here.
She's already kind of like a reality star. She can have her own TV. Anybody can have their own.
Oh shit. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we talk Kardashians, for instance. Okay, yeah, point taken. I
feel me? Like, she don't really need them. Yeah, she don't really need WWE shit. We don't need her ass.
Hey, Wario, I gotta say this, guys. Wario is just killing it in the chat. If y'all can get in that chat room, Wario is killing it. I can't say what he just said, but it is so daggone funny. He is killing it, man. Nature Boy just said David Arquette is better than Dean Ambrose right now.
Oh, damn. Yes, he did. He just said David Arquette is better than Dean Ambrose. Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, damn. Yes.
I won the title for like 5 seconds in that one match. Was it Brian Kendrick?
Yep. I think it was Brian. Yep.
Yeah.
Was
yep.
he a better champion?
You know what? That's an argument. That's an argument. But that's the only one that you can have as far as Dean is concerned. Even Roman's title reigns has been better than this.
And that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot.
Because you can go back to that last Roman Reigns title defense against AJ Styles. That was better than the crap we got with Dean and Dolph.
And it's not Dolph's fault.
Well, when Finn got in the ring with him, and he said, "Well, the boy can wrestle. He's good." Finn can hit me in the ring with him any time. He's good. He can perform. He knows what he's doing. Roman,
Roman Reigns is good for a big guy. It's just everybody just shit on him because of how much they pushed him.
He got
if they
fast.
Didn't push him like that, everybody would be on Reigns' dick right now.
What you think?
I think when he
go ahead, Dr. Doom. I'm about to go to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I remember when he first got hurt. I think what it was is everybody figured out they were pushing him when he got hurt with the hernia, and then he came back and won Superstar of the Year, but he missed like 6 months. I think that's when the fans turned on him because they realized they were trying to super push him. Because before then, he was hot. Everybody was liking Roman Reigns.
Man, the thing to me still with Roman, he needs a mouthpiece, man, because he has no business talking.
Paul Heyman kicked Brock Lesnar out for fucking let Brock Lesnar wrestle for one day out the year, WrestleMania. And
you just want to get rid of Brock regardless.
I mean, that didn't work with Brock because they did that with Cesaro, and all they did was talk about the streak for 6 months. And you remember that's what they're going to do. They're going to have Paul Heyman talk about Brock Lesnar until WrestleMania like they did Cesaro.
Okay, and that's all we need.
Well, actually, if you want to be real about it, they need to put Cesaro on SmackDown and that best of seven was Sheamus, they need to get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Dude, what are they fighting for?
Tony,
what is the reward?
Bullshit.
Tony,
yeah,
C.
No title shot, no nothing. No number one contender, nothing.
Tony C just hit me in the chat room, and he just said one thing, Wolfpack Roman.
Yeah,
I knew it was coming.
Wolfpack Roman. On SmackDown Live this week, they revealed the women's championship belt, and the tag team championship belts. And get this. What I'm understanding, the tag team program is supposed to involve the Usos and American Alpha, with the Usos turning heel.
I think they should.
That's about damn time.
It's about time.
Are you going so hi, Ty, let me ask you a question. Are you going to turn heel with your cousins?
Hell, motherfucking yeah, motherfucker. But the Reigns turning heel, all the Samoans turning heel. Y'all turn heel on everybody. Everybody always want to boo us and shit. Now we just gonna turn heel on y'all, motherfucker.
Well, you have to admit, Rock was a damn great heel.
Yeah,
he was a good heel. Yeah.
Put suits on if they wear suits, like you know, but if they put suits on the Usos, hell yeah,
if they do the Roman Reigns thing for the Usos like he was down at FCW,
them all the way.
Give me a second, guys.
I do like the women's title. How, like, the blue, like, the tag team titles, I just don't like how it fucking looks, but it do look better.
Actually, the tag team titles are not that half bad. They just need to roll. When they're set up, it's not half bad. I think they just need to change them completely. Fuck the dumb shit.
Yeah, just say, it's not bad.
Period.
Just how it looks. Like, yeah, I like the color of it.
Right. Now, here's my thing. I kind of like the way that women are over there, because the original rumor had it to where Eva Marie, they were going to make her the first champion. But if Big Tone's rumor comes to pass and she goes bye-bye, that means you only have two legit women. To me, you can put that title on either Becky Lynch or Natty.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Nikki. They're
gonna put it on Nikki before anybody. They ain't gonna give Natalie shit with her damn cats. They ain't give her ass shit.
And her husband was trying to sue, right?
They ain't about to give her nothing.
No, Tyson ain't trying to sue because it's not Tyson. It wasn't, even though he was in the ring, it was a freak accident. So I don't know why he's trying to sue. If that's true, why he's trying to sue me? That was a freak accident. So I don't even know why he tripped.
Yeah,
he need to be worrying about his wife before Big E takes him.
Yeah,
she gonna ride that dick and get used to it. She's like, "Fuck you, TJ. I don't want you no more."
Oh man, I heard the only reason why Nikki got asked to go. Well, she wanted to go to SmackDown because John Cena was there, of course. Nature Boy just said Naomi should be the first champ. I don't think they trust Naomi.
Now with that bullshit she got on coming out to the ring, hell no. That's some straight bullshit. Where the fuck they get that shit from? Come on now.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
That ain't crazy. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know why they even did her like that. What are you guys thinking about Carmelo over on SmackDown Live?
She whooped that ass.
Yeah,
she whooped that ass.
Yeah,
I can't fret. She whooped that ass. She did a good job, too.
And, of course, I know you guys saw the Miz and Daniel Bryan do their thing. What you think about that blow up?
I have to admit this. I hate the Miz at times, but that was one of the best promos he's ever given.
What you think, Dr. Doom? You think that was a good promo?
I just don't like the Miz. Like, you know, I think he should have been gone a long time ago.
Miz is your next champion. With that promo he pulled, he gonna be our next heavyweight champion.
I see it. I have to tell you on this one. I don't usually do it, but I have to agree.
He just might be.
On that promo right there, he pulled his, and you see how Daniel Bryan got had, he pulled his heart out and threw it on him. Tore his heart out, threw it at him, and dropped the mic and walked off.
Was it at work? I'm thinking it was
it was a shoot. It's already been out there. WWE is going to start using more shoot settings like that.
It was a work,
but it was probably like a, like, he wasn't supposed to say those things, but only like Vince and Miz probably knew, or whoever probably knew, and just said the shit.
Oh, they're trying to do the Shane. They're trying to do the '97 Shane Douglas thing when he dropped the NWA title. Okay, I see what you mean.
Now, what I'm about to say next ain't got nothing to do with WWE, ain't got nothing to do with TNA, but it's gonna make Tony C call in.
You know it is.
Roman was hurt again.
Amen.
He is hurt again.
Who?
Tony Romo is hurt again.
Oh yeah, amen. Of course.
Oh yeah, you ain't seen the, you ain't been on my Facebook page, have you? You don't see what I put up there. Thank you for reminding me. I got to get him tomorrow. I got a good one for his ass too.
Out 6 to 10 weeks with a broken bone in his back.
And it ain't even the real game yet. Ain't that a bitch?
Preseason. Ain't getting right. Y'all going to that? Y'all going to your boy Dak a lot faster than you thought you would.
And Dak ain't shit.
Oh my goodness.
I thought the football guys were smiling on me when I saw that post.
I thought it was bullshit. I turned on NFL Network earlier. I'm like, they was like, yes, it is confirmed. Tony Romo out 6 to 10 weeks, broken bone in his back. I'm like, oh,
why
hell.
Why do they keep keeping him? Like it's trash.
Because they can't get anybody else at the present time.
Exactly.
They probably can. He's injury prone. He's really like injury prone. Like if he
right, they have
him,
not had anybody to replace him.
They haven't had a good backup
in years.
Got a backup. Get somebody off the free agents. God damn. Trade somebody.
That might be okay because he got that offensive line, but boy,
I got it very seriously.
Call it in 803. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hey, what's up, yo, guys? It's Nature Boy. What's happening with you?
What's up, man? What's going on with you, big dog?
Hey, first and foremost, yes, this is a bad time for Dallas Cowboys fans, so leave us alone.
It
hurt me to my heart today. He'll be back. He got two more years. He got 2 more years left in him.
Why?
No, he needs to quit now.
Nah. He all right. He gonna lead us to the promised land this year, but that's just me being a Cowboys fan. So, but yeah, don't.
Oh damn! Another dude is so jealous.
Yeah, I know. We're horrible. We're the worst fans ever. The worst fans.
That's true. But
I just called in. I know. I think it was Mr. Hightower was talking about Kevin Owens. I'm not a big fan of Kevin Owens. I don't think he deserves, you know, to be a world champion, universal champion. I'm from the old school. I just honestly think you need to work your way up. I just don't think he's done enough. I don't see it, but like I said, I'm not a big fan. I didn't watch him when he was, you know, with, was it RH?
RH.
I don't know the past of his wrestling. I don't know what he do.
15 years, more than Cena, or just that much Cena.
I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just saying that I just feel that, you know, old school, you need to work your way up to be a world champion. But I guess titles don't mean anything right now. You know, if you're a champion, you're just a champion.
Who you feel should get it then?
Honestly, that's a good question.
Give it to Jericho.
He doesn't know the green stuff is guacamole.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? I can't even answer that question honestly to you, to be honest with you. I can't even do it because I don't know who deserves it. I just don't see anybody who actually deserves it right now. But that's just me. That's just my opinion.
Well, it's a new title. That's why I say give it to him, because it's not like the major. It's not the world title.
Right. Mike is elevated.
That's why I said, like, give it to him to kind of elevate the title a little bit, because he's one of the best. You got to admit it. He is one of our best heels in the company right now, besides the Miz.
And I don't even see him as a heel, you know. People still cheer for him, and they cheer for him a lot. So I don't see him as a heel. I like his promos and everything, but you know, I don't know. I know a lot of people say Bray Wyatt should be the champion. I don't know. It's just people that
Bray's got like I said earlier, he has that syndrome. He has that getting hurt syndrome too much.
Let me ask y'all this real quick.
I don't know about Bray's champion at this point, because it's only so many world eaters I can take in a promo.
Right. It's horrible. His promos are horrible.
They're the same.
Right. But you're probably wrong.
It's a little redundant.
You're right. And that's like Enzo and Cass. After they do their little spiel coming down to the ring, I'm done with them. Just like the New Day, when they do their little spiel coming down to the ring, when they get in the ring, I don't want to hear nothing else. I don't know if Kaz and Enzo are a good tag team. If they are, I don't see it.
Wow.
So y'all let me know.
Mm. Well, what killed Kaz's character is when he got knocked out by the ring ropes. If you a G, you don't get knocked out by some ropes.
You mean Enzo? No, that was Enzo that got knocked out by the ropes from the Wazillas.
He didn't get knocked out. He got
caught up.
Well, he got knocked out.
No, he was sweet. He was sweet.
He was hurt. His neck went back. It's not that.
Well, that wasn't really his fault. I think that was that fucking Gotch fucking fault. I need to fucking kick him out.
How tired I want to kick everybody.
Yeah, man, Brock. See y'all, motherfuckers, man.
Brock gotta go. Gosh, gotta go.
Gotta go.
I thought that promo Miz gave that was an all time good one.
I thought so too.
What's gonna happen after this promo?
Absolutely, damn, I'm gonna beat his
absolutely
ass.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
He's gonna be wrestling in that chicken costume.
Do y'all remember
when I was get buried from saying some shit like that?
No, I mean he didn't go off.
Yeah, he didn't go off. No, but
and I'm a big fan of Alicia Fox and Naomi. Do you all remember when Alicia Fox was crazy, started going crazy?
Stone Cold.
Do you remember that? That was probably the best thing I've seen from her in a while. And what, that lasted 3 weeks?
Yep.
It's something like that. And what they do is they see what's working. I mean, that would have worked tremendously. And they dropped it. And I don't know. I think I watch wrestling now is because I grew up on it. You know, I don't expect anything to happen. And I know Big Tone going to hate me when I say this. I was looking for Goldberg to come out this Sunday night or even Monday to do something.
Oh, I was too. I hate him, but I was waiting to see if he's going to come out myself.
Just to do something, just to put some spice on it. And it did.
Yeah. Kick his ass in the head like he did Bret Hart. Just kick his big meathead ass in the fucking head. Make his ass get the time.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call in for a minute. I'm going to let y'all finish. I just wanted to do a run-in with the Russian chain. And I'll listen. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling in.
All right,
dude.
All right, buddy. All right. Later.
All right. Nature Boy calling in, giving his thoughts here. Good to have you here, man. Good to have you here. Like I said, I just think that...
You know, you're not supposed to think too much, Wham.
I know, but I just think WWE could be better. It really could be better. They tried with this draft.
It's better than what the fuck they was before.
Yeah.
You know, guys get hurt that they have plans for. What can you do?
But I hate to say this, and you know, Will, I can't stand his ass, but I have a feeling we'll see the Guardian home soon.
I don't think so, because I heard a rumor that they're doing these shoot interviews, like the one the Miz did, but they were also having other wrestlers do that, kind of taking it out on Bryan for not being there, you know, not wrestling.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be setting it up for him trying to come back.
I heard WWE was so far out of him coming back.
You never know. Things can change.
What do we call WWE?
The King of the Swerve. That's true.
There you go. Come on now.
Shawn Michaels can come back. Why can't Daniel Bryan?
No, exactly. I'm just saying, remember when Shawn Michaels said he probably never wrestled again because of his back, and he came back?
After better 3 years. Ever. 3 years.
After 3 years, you know.
And he kind of changed his moveset a little bit. That's all Daniel Bryan got to do is change his moveset.
Yep.
Change the moveset. Don't try to be all crazy.
It's not about not being crazy. You got to remember, he's a vanilla midget in the ring compared to a lot of other people. So, it's not like he's going to out-muscle guys that are 6'5", 6'6".
He can more like the midget move.
Go ahead, go ahead. Whatever you call his off the top rope, whatever you call that move, he don't need to do that no more.
If he probably off the top rope, like
what were you saying? Yeah, like, doing?
More like a submission. Like, you know how like Arn Anderson and them used to wrestle back in the day. Like he'll wrestle towards like an arm or something for his yes lock. So. More like a surgical position.
Arn was the same size as most of the guys he was going up against.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, when you're going against a big guy, okay, I'm going to work his knees. I'm going to work him down.
Work him down.
Yeah, but you still got to... Still, when you're a smaller guy, you got to have some quickness.
It doesn't matter.
Josh, I got to interrupt you guys for 1 second. Josh Eda said, I'll chat Rye Royce when Goldberg shows up.
He'll say what?
He'll chant Rye Royce when Goldberg shows up.
Goldberg said he was hurt. He just had surgery.
Knee surgery.
Only person that can beat Brock is Triple H. Okay.
Or you bring Kane Vasquez from UFC, the one that whooped his ass.
We need somebody from UFC to come up and whoop his ass. That's what we need.
You remember when he kicked him? I swear I seen Brock had the fear of God in his eyes when he got kicked. Everybody forget that.
No, actually, you're right. You did see the fear of God when Kane kicked him, because he was like, he wasn't expecting that shit. And Kane took Kane from Mars and kicked the shit out of him.
Brock ain't, because he noticed he ain't tried to fight him in the rematch when he came back. He went across him.
Ooh.
No, he didn't. But the word is about Brock and Shane is it's supposed to be. It's not going to happen at SummerSlam. Oh, I'm not SummerSlam, but at the Rumble. It's supposed to be him too at the Rumble, but they're going to try to stretch that out until have that at 32 and have somebody in between working for Shane to go after Brock Lesnar.
He need to hire Kane Vasquez. That's what he needs.
And
they take it to whoop his ass, kick him in his nuts again and win. Kick him in his nuts and win.
We need
the Ministry of Darkness on the stage. The question is, with Brock Strowman being on the same brand, that's out of the question.
Yeah.
That'll be out of the fucking question. Or I hate to say, or they feed him Joe.
Yep.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Hire back Kurt Angle to whoop his ass. That's the most legitimate person. Yeah, too old. Keep forgetting. Fuck.
He's already beat him now. Kurt Angle's already beat him. No, because I take that back. No, they didn't. Because that went to Raw. No, when they wrestled on that. I think it was SummerSlam, not SummerSlam, but the Rumble. Was it 90?
He broke his neck.
99. One of those two. I could be wrong on the date, but yeah, when those two had that match, they went to.
See, this is what we need, Hogan, because Hogan ain't putting nobody.
No, we don't.
Hogan ain't putting no one over.
No, we don't.
Hollywood ain't putting no one over.
Sure ain't.
We do need the NWO, but not that old.
Even when Hogan was supposed to lose, he won.
That's what's bad. That's the crazy shit.
Wario is messing with me in the chat, saying that Santana Garrett for the SmackDown Women's Belt. Hell no.
We don't want that dirty bitch on here.
Can we
get Charlotte to drop it like she did Sasha
at
SummerSlam?
I hate Sasha.
That would be funny as hell.
Yeah. I can't believe Sasha is married.
So she did get married?
Yeah. It's confirmed now.
What?
It's confirmed now that she is married. Mm-hmm.
Who?
Sasha Banks.
Oh, okay.
Sasha Banks is ugly.
I wouldn't call her ugly. I wouldn't call her a 10 either.
Yeah, she's like a solid 7.
So you say she looked better than Eva Marie?
Eva Marie looked better than her.
You know who's fine?
And got a big booty for a white woman, Mick Foley Dart.
She's not white. She's Hispanic.
I'm talking about Mick Foley Dart.
Oh, the daughter. I haven't really got a close look at the daughter.
Fine. She's 6 foot. I saw the Holy Foley. She is fine.
Nature Boy just said the Bobby Roode thing is not that great. His theme is not great. What? Man, please. That theme is awesome.
He trolling.
That theme is awesome.
Wario smoking that stuff again.
And Wario, the reason why Cheerleader Melissa went so long, because Cheerleader Melissa is legit, man.
Yes.
Yeah, she's legit,
man.
You got to talk about that in the company real quick. I'm sorry.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you, come down from last week of your girl's debut?
No. That ain't gonna happen. She's your next NXT Women's Champion. Once Oscar gets called up, she's your next champion. I can't see. Look,
and Oscar gonna put her over.
No disrespect to Billy McKay, because I like Billy McKay too, but no, she's not. No,
Oscar gonna put her over.
That stunner was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
And I love the thing that, they did with her eyes. And Asuka's not going to be called up for a minute, so she's going to hold on to that title for a while. But once she gets called up,
she's going to put what's her name over? Amber Moon. Amber Moon is probably going to be a legitimate champion.
Yeah, I think it will be
Amber Moon versus Sasha Banks at WrestleMania one year.
And the person I feel sorry for the most is Naomi.
Completely out of the question.
She's out of the picture.
She can be SmackDown champion. They probably give it to her.
They got two.
But you know why? They're putting her to the side because she's married to Jey Uso, and they got heat.
Out there looking like the Riddler, and that dog gonna get up, man. That's just a damn shame.
I mean, I think that's
Neon Naomi.
I think I think she would have won the title a couple years ago if it wasn't for Oksana when she broke her face.
Well, with Paige fucking up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, she's done.
Oh, Paige done.
Wait, hold up. Does anybody know what the fuck she got suspended for?
She got suspended for a wellness violation, but it hadn't been revealed what she took yet.
Was she on the weed?
She probably was on the weed. She probably was. She probably was on the weed.
Fine.
She was on the weed, man.
But they're saying that she's pregnant, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. That's what the rumor out there is. She's on the weed. And she's pregnant.
What happens when you mess with those Mexicans?
Pretty much.
Starting to sound like Trump now.
You fucking stupid.
Yeah, man, that's what probably it is. And Stephen A. Smith would say,
"Well, you know, if she leaves and he leaves, then the next TNA champion." So,
come on TV, you come on national TV. Oh, Stephen A. He got to look out. Look out for what? Weed? Weed? Really? You can't smoke weed.
Stephen A.
Weed. Stay off the weed. Who are you, Snoop Dogg in a green room? I mean, what the hell is going on? You want to sit there and stay on the weed, and you can't stay off the weed. It's stay off the weed. Millions of dollars, and you can't stay off the weed. Get off the weed because you want to smoke some weed. You couldn't stay off the weed. He ain't getting busted for using weed. All three of y'all say, oh, it's mine. The weed was mine. Weed. Ah, I want to hear that. You can't get off the weed
because you want to smoke some weed.
And whether it's the weed or alcohol, you can't chill when millions are sick. Who sit there and try to come to these dudes' defense, acting like, oh, well, you know what? It ain't nothing wrong with it or whatever. Everything eviscerated, thrown away, confiscated, taken from you because you can't stay off the weed.
Yeah, man, he needs to take a toke.
First of all, that's
the weed.
Shut up. Weed is
when they go. Chill out. Take a hit.
Chill out. Take a hit of the weed.
Oh my goodness. Probably
won't
what
be Paige screaming
did,
no more.
That's probably what Paige did to get herself suspended, her and ADR.
Off the weed, though? If she got suspended off the weed, I'm going to slap the shot at WWE. Retarded.
They don't suspend you for weed. They just fine you.
Yeah. So it had to be something else. It had to be something else. Now,
well, if the redheaded stepchild can get fucking suspended for having ADHD medicine, anything's fucking possible.
I think everybody out there in the WWE is taking Adderall right now. What? Roman Reigns.
No question.
I think people are getting caught up doing that shit.
Roman Reigns, I heard Roman Reigns got busted.
What is Adderall?
ADD medicine.
ADD medicine.
Uh-huh. I heard Roman Reigns got suspended for taking the unprescribed fat burner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you got a stack of two.
Yep. The ephedrine. That's what it was, ephedrine. He got hit for the ephedrine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But they won't do nothing for Brock Lesnar. They got
Kai Juice.
Ew.
You should have just stuck with the
Lipitor. Yeah. Yeah.
That takes me to real fat.
Yeah.
Because they did fire Billy Gunn for it.
They ain't gonna test out Brock. They especially ain't gonna test out Triple H. You know, he been just in the sit.
Triple H is not a full-time wrestler, so...
Doesn't matter.
He's a tester.
I test all these. You ain't gonna test Vince. I test all these motherfuckers. Fucking around.
Oh my goodness. Just all these motherfuckers. Damn, man. Alright. Got a few more news items. We're gonna roll out of here for the night. Man. I think you called it earlier, Big Tone. Eric Young signed with WWE and we coming to NXT soon. I'm sort of kind of glad you're seeing them. Gonna bring a new style, gonna be a new flavor, so to speak, to NXT.
He's getting a
like you said, TNA 2.0.
Which Eric Young we gonna get?
Yeah, we gonna get the same one or the crazy one?
The crazy face or the crazy heel?
You might get the crazy heel. Mix of both. Yeah.
Are they gonna do a TNA invasion angle on NXT?
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
They could do that if they want NXT to go out of business.
Oh, could be my TNA Texas or whatever, Texas.
They show down. What? NXT, if they're home in Full Sail, how far is Full Sail from Orlando?
It's right around the corner.
So let's see. So Joe and
Rude.
Double A.
Mm-hmm.
And Rude. And who else?
James Storm supposed to be coming back.
James Storm. And then you get Eric Young.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out. And they say they're taking orders from Tennessee.
They could be the Impact players.
Yeah, they sure could.
Actually, no. If they do it right, yeah, they could.
They could.
They could pull that off.
I think the fans come over the rail and attack them.
No. If they actually decide to do an invasion angle with TNA, they could start an NXT team working up.
I think people would give up the $9.99 network.
I doubt that. I don't think they would add
that. If they did a TNA invasion angle, that'd
be awesome.
That wouldn't be awesome. That would, I'm telling you, that would do more damage than do more bad than good.
Actually,
no. It would
do a fortune.
Hey, okay. Look at it like this. Remember when Hall and Nash showed up in WCW?
WCW.
Right. Before it was revealed that they were no longer the WWE, you believed that maybe they were doing some cross-promotional invasion angle.
NXT don't give a fuck about TNA.
Right, so what kind of invasion you gonna do for a company that's barely on one leg?
It's called business.
Yeah, no, or like make them the fortune or something like that.
No, don't do that shit.
Four horsemen.
Now, you rip your tongue out when you say that shit.
It would lose the credibility.
It'd be they'll have the special NXT deletion.
Now that I could see that.
Triple H will lose his job.
And Wario just broke some news. He's heard rumors that Jay Lethal may be coming to the E.
Hell, no.
I hope not.
Because they're going to fuck his character up.
Yeah.
Jay needs to stay exactly where the hell he's at.
Because we already got a black champion. So,
they were talking about
it. Enough dancing coming out of spring.
Yeah. Don't embarrass yourself, bro.
He will go there on that Jim Ross podcast I heard a few weeks back. That he is open to going to WWE.
Man, he needs to stay where he is.
Him right,
and say, you know, son, I like that like machismo gimmick. Let's go back with that.
Man. Let's go back with machismo. Macho man.
He could pull it off. He could pull it off.
Clear.
he can pull both of them off.
Wario said they have to bring truth back with them.
Hey,
hell no.
I might get some heat for this, but it would have been awesome if they did this angle. If CM Punk was still there with AJ, Emo with Macho Man and Elizabeth and Ric Flair, that she was.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Okay, yeah.
that was a hard one.
Breaking news, CM Punk is coming back after he gets ass whooped.
Alright, guys, real quick, let me go over the final shows on Rant AM Radio. Going to start it off with the Rant Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Thumbstick Ninjas every Wednesday at 9. Rant and Wrestling Thursdays at 9. Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Friday at 9 p.m. with Scott and Philly Phil. Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday at 11 p.m. What Are You Reading? Comic Book Show every Sunday, except Wrestling Pay-Per-Views at 5. What you got coming on the show this week?
Books.
Besides books. Why'd you say books?
Surfer?
Yes.
What you got coming up on the show this week, my friend?
I haven't planned that far ahead.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, but no, no truth. What? Don't bring truth. Hold up. You got to bring truth. Oh, come on. Are you going to bring truth with them? Come on.
Yeah. It was one of the first.
Truth Martini?
Yeah.
I can see that. If he decided to go, he's bring Truth Martini? Okay, yeah.
I don't want to mess him up, man. He, from what I'm hearing, he's doing real good down at RH. I really don't want to. Like, he deserves a champion.
Jay Lethal and R-Truth as a tag team, called him Lethal Truth. That's from Nature Boy.
Or you can tag him and was it Xavier Woods back up? Lethal Consequence.
Yeah. You could do that too. And plus, I don't think you've seen the best of Xavier Woods in WWE. I really don't think you have.
Not even close.
Mm-mm. I really don't think you have. Didn't Jay Lethal recently lose that title in RH?
And
he lost to Adam Cole.
Oh, I thought he did.
He lost to Adam Cole last weekend.
I thought he did. But he was the man. He had the TV and the world title at the same time.
484 days.
Yep. Long reign. Alright, guys. We got any final thoughts and opinions before we get out of here for the night?
Santana Garrett's a dumb bitch.
Yes, she is. The dumbest of them all. I also want to say real quick for the second big tone, I hope Tony Romo gets better soon. Hopefully he'll come back before week 10.
We don't want trash man. We don't want trash man Tony coming back.
Hey, yeah. How long is he going to be out?
6 to 10 weeks.
8 to 10 weeks.
And there's no way Dallas is going to be contending in that time. So nope. It won't matter when he comes back.
Yeah,
they're going to
be
contending. I mean, when he got hurt last year, I mean, they fell apart so bad it wasn't even funny.
They did.
They're going to be contending for the first round draft pick in next year's draft. That's what they're
going to be. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Amen.
Watch my. Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you this now. Watch my Facebook feed tomorrow, and you'll see some good shit I got on there for y'all, especially about those faggot ass Cowboys.
Oh, hold on. Breaking news before everybody go.
Sexual. Why you gotta go there?
Because they are. You'll see.
Yeah.
It looks like the Raiders might move to Las Vegas.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
That's what you know what? They ain't never putting a team in Las Vegas. And I tell you why. Because it's gambling involved.
Exactly. That's the only reason why.
Plus, I can't see. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
look, they would have been put a team in Vegas if it wasn't for the gambling,
right?
Because he says right now, it says on ESPN what they just saying it. They said it's two. It says Las Vegas Stadium backers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's two.
The NFL is changing then because they've always shied away.
Well, you don't have to specifically put it in Las Vegas.
But Nevada, the whole state of Nevada, you can gamble.
You can put it. Okay. Doesn't matter. The whole state of California, you can gamble. You didn't know that?
No, I mean, they may have.
You can actually gamble in they have.
You can put legal bets on games.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about going in and pulling a slot machine.
No, yes, you can.
In
sports books, they've got three down here in San Diego. One is Quan, one at Verona, and one at another one. They got sports books here. So yeah, you can go and put illegal bets like in a small sports book anywhere in California.
I remember back in the day, when you used to watch USA Network back in the day, you used to see all these gambling prognosticators. You guys remember Mike Wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what are those one day betting things. I haven't seen commercials for them. They got snagged.
You're talking about DraftKings?
Yeah. FanDuel. They're still out.
Because somebody was cheating.
FanDuel's still there.
Yeah, right? they were cheating inside. And people that worked for the companies were winning money.
It was only one person, but that one incident caused a big huge fuss.
You know, Ray's tried one of those services.
Did he win any money?
Well, he posted that he was up, and then he started posting angrily about how he was losing money. And it just seemed like it's just a total scam from the door.
Oh, there's people that make money at it, though, man.
People that make money.
Yeah, if you got like the right program,
yeah,
you can spend all your time with algorithms, but just the regular Joe, they're not going to figure that out. And you got to put down a lot of money to win a lot of money.
Yeah, you do. You can play a 50-50, but you're going to win
like that. They run a commercial about the when did the $2 million. You're not going to win $2 million betting a buck.
Right. At least 25.
You got to put down more than $25. Mm. Now, for that $2 million, yeah, you got to put down a lot more than $5.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's all I'll put down, damn it. But we got no money like that. All right.
Let me give you an update on the league. We got 16 teams.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to add any more teams, we got to add them in twos.
Okay.
But, you know, we probably won't because 16 teams is pretty full. So the draft is next Saturday. It's going to start around 7.
Okay.
It's going to be a snake draft. You know how a snake draft works, right?
Yep.
No.
Somebody said no?
Yeah, Doom.
Yeah, Dr. Doom don't play. I don't think you play fantasy, Dr. Doom?
Yeah, I'm in the league.
Okay.
So, snake draft is like this. If say, like, you got the third pick in the first round, in the second round, instead of having the third pick, you're going to have, like, the 14th pick.
Right.
And then the third round, you go back to the third pick.
Right.
And then, you know, so that it's not the same people getting all the good players.
Getting all the good people, yeah, that's what's up.
Right. Like,
in the early rounds.
Right.
So, basically, if you're trapped in the middle, kind of fucked, unless you really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're drafted in either early in the round or late in the round, you can put together a pretty good team.
No, I think put a pretty good team if you draft in the middle. Well, like, what you mean, middle? Like, 17? Like, what?
Like, if you're drafted in 8, 9.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you know what you're doing, you're going to get. I'm not saying you can't get a good team, but you're better off if you're drafting, like, in the first three. Last three or four of the
round. You all don't have to trip. Because, okay, you said 16 players, so everybody is going to get a good quarterback. Yeah. There's 16 good quarterbacks.
Everybody can get at least one good running back and one good quarterback.
Right.
But it's putting together that bench.
Right, that's going to be key.
Yeah.
That's going to be key. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so each pick is going to be 90 seconds. Unless y'all want me to shorten it or make it longer.
90 seconds.
And of course, you don't have to pick. You can just let it auto pick. And if you auto pick, it'll just take the best player ranked and give it to you.
Real quick, I want to say one thing before we get out of here. And this is going to be out of character for me because I normally try to stay at some point of an even keel. Didn't always work, but most of the time I try to stay at an even keel. I got to touch on this. It's something that kind of bothered me a little bit today. Hanaya, the Howling Huntress, as she so-called claims herself to be, says she has some real issues with racism and pro wrestling. Says racism is running rampant in pro wrestling, unlike it is in real sports, where it's being dominated by blacks. She also put up a poster of the black Olympians who won medals in the games this year, saying that the 2016 Olympic Games have been brought to you by. My issue with her, A, you're a minority yourself, and being, I believe, Cherokee Indian, so I'm shocked that's coming out of you, being that you're a minority yourself, and B, I don't understand why color has to do with excellence.
Excellence question. I don't know, I don't mean to interrupt you, Brother Hightower, but does she have a title?
She has nothing.
Is she a curtain jerker, or she main event?
Man, she's mid card at best.
Enough said. There you go. Next.
But just let me tell you this: is she speaking of racism like a champion?
She just seems to have.
It's not that.
It's just something that seems to happen that, and Iron may have a point. It just means that maybe she can't get over because of an African American or something like that. I don't know, but. I didn't appreciate those comments that she made at all. I think you're completely off base. We in this country are striving and should be striving to be as one regardless of your skin color. You should be striving for excellence regardless of your skin color and treating your fellow man like a brother or a sister. And she's not doing that at all.
The first black African American champion in the WWE. I'll wait.
In WWE?
Bobo Brazil.
World champion. Bobo Brazil.
Don't act like the Rock's not black.
He is.
I'll say it again. Bobo Brazil was the first black NWA World Heavyweight Champion and the first WWF Heavyweight Champion.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm talking about now, though.
And then we got Ron Simmons.
Okay, Booker T.
You got Booker T, Ron Simmons. Mm-hmm. You got Booker T, Ron Simmons, and Mark Henry is also in there.
There still is racism in wrestling. You got to know that.
The question is the business racist, or does the business think that the fans are that way? Do they think that they can't sell a black champion to the fans?
Probably.
And see, for you to be in my, and here's my main issue with what she said. If you don't like black folks, fine, don't. But if you're a minority yourself, you're not in a position.
I didn't hear the question. She said that she didn't like black people.
It just seemed to me she went on Twitter today. I put it on our call-in show page for those who want to see it. And give me a second, I'll bring it up. I put it on a call-in page on Facebook earlier, what she said. And it just really made me angry. It just really made me mad because I thought, that we would pass this time of thing. And when you're a minority yourself talking this type of trash and spewing hate, it just really makes me upset. Give me a second, I'll bring it up right now. Go ahead, Dr. Doom.
Is she like a Native American gimmick? Like a Pocahontas kind of gimmick?
Nah, she's actually Native American. That's her true nationality. And I'll read it. Racism is so prevalent in pro wrestling. It's an athletic entity with predetermined outcomes, unlike real sports that are dominated by blacks.
But,
this bitch is on her. She's this bitch off her fucking wall.
Let's back up for a second because
go ahead.
We just We just said, what you call with champion in RH, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Lashley's been champion a few times.
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been WWE champion if you never left.
It's possible. Yeah, I think he could have.
Possible.
It would have put one of those belts.
All right, that's possible.
Possible.
But mm-hmm. you also, remember, MVP was the first Japanese IWGP Intercontinental title.
That's true.
He was the very first one. That's true. He's the black man.
That's true.
So this bitch must be smoking some good shit and mad because she's a curtain jerker and they ain't nobody kissing her ass and she's not getting all the signatures everybody else and she's talking shit.
I fall back to the question. Is it, okay, it basically comes down to it. Is Vince prejudiced or he thinks that the fans are prejudiced?
I think it's across somewhere between Vince and the bookers. I really do, because he still has a lot of old school bookers on that payroll, man.
I'm sorry.
W had Booker T, and then for him they had Ron Simmons.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's between Vince and old school bookers, man. I think it's a toss up between you can pick.
Could there definitely be more in between the ones we've had? Sure. But
still is racial profiling. I ain't gonna say racism, but there still is racial profiling where we got the New Day junking and shiving. It's just people 100.
No.
Correct.
I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna say it like my boy Phil said. It's not that it's a little bit of both, but the main thing is they feel like black we can't get over. They can't book them right, and they can't get over. And a lot of them are bullshitting around and not doing it with their not being up to their potential that they know they can be at.
But see,
some of them are at a certain level. That's where they want to stay, and they don't want to go higher.
No. I'm gonna call you out on that. Jay Lethal is over.
I'm not talking about Jay. There's certain ones that went to that level. But there's also a bunch of them right there in the middle that don't want to go nowhere.
And understand this, too. And I feel big tone when he says that. Because understand this, too. Shelton Benjamin, he was about to be WWE champ. I don't care what nobody says.
He ain't want it.
Listen.
But yeah, Shelton will tell you he didn't want it at that time. He didn't feel like he was up to that. Shelton will tell you this personally. Shelton said, he wanted to be the champ, but they wanted to put the belt on him. They wanted him to be the big belt. They wanted to put it, but he said, no, I don't want it because I don't want the pressure.
Yes,
he did not want to keep the company.
Right.
Shelton Benjamin is one of the best performers I've ever seen.
Right.
And he said, he put it on himself. He's like, I was at a certain level and I felt comfortable right there because if I would have went up, I would have got to somebody's expectations and bombed. He didn't want it.
And I would give Hanaya all her props. She's a beautiful young lady. I would give Hanaya all her props in that. She's an up and coming star. But don't hit this up on Twitter and think you're gonna get away with it.
Let's look at the WWE. When Ryberg first came in as Ryberg, they made him a beast. He's a monster. He's mauling through people. He's mauling through two and three people. They didn't do that with Big E. They haven't done that with Apollo Crews.
Nope.
No,
they made Big E. They made Big E was a body bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was killing.
But I'm just saying to her, you know, and I get what you guys are saying and respect it because they still have some work to do in that part.
New Day, shucking and jive.
Right, they still have some work to do in that part.
And then now we got Naomi shaking her ass.
Yeah.
Shucking and jiving.
I mean,
they got a lot of work.
I like seeing her shake her ass, but not in that way.
Right. They got a lot of work they got to do, and this is true. But just to talk about this particular incident, you're a minority yourself.
Yep.
And you're saying this. That's disturbing.
Yep. Because to me, it got a lot better since that whole Brick House Brown water metal angle back in the day. You know, they used to do that on TV instead of.
What about what Triple H said, boy? The Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's still racial profiling. I don't care. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna say that. No, fuck that. WWE have been racist over the years. I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna
Crime Time.
Crime Time. Yeah, look at Crime Time. Look at that too. Yeah. Come on, man.
No, those fuckers just couldn't get over.
I hate that gimmick from the jump.
I think another thing hurt Crime Time too. They were doing double duty. They were doing both WWE and Japan at the time. I think that sort of kind of hurt them. They were over, yeah, but in terms of going being a major players in the game, I think that kind of hurt them too.
JTG got over. He ain't worked for like what, 4 years?
I mean, you know.
All I'm saying is WWE. You got to call WWE out on they shit too.
Yeah, but I just thought that, you know, that just upset me when I saw that. They have a Native American, I think Cherokee Indian, with Hanaya. I'm not sure. You can look it up. And I put it on the call-in show page so y'all can look at it. Just for her to say something like that just disturbed me a little bit. And I was kind of taken aback from it. She's a mid-carder. She's doing some good things. She's worked with Athena, so...
She's Indian, so...
Yeah, it's...
Indian, so... What can they do with you? You just have to...
Yeah, she's lucky she ain't out there like Wahoo McDaniel or something. Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah,
but you can't say that, because Wahoo was a motherfucker.
Yeah, he was. He really was.
Wahoo McDaniel was a motherfucker. You can't sit there and say that and talk shit about Wahoo.
Yeah.
He played for the Jets, then out of there, he go down and whoop that ass.
I'm talking about the game.
Well, you know, that was a time where a lot of wrestlers were football players, and then in the off season they wrestled.
Right. Yeah. All right. I just had to get that out there. I was very disappointed in seeing that from her. I just thought we were past those times, and we ain't nowhere near past it. It's still going on. So.
That's too. They having trouble with wrestling too.
This disappointing, and
but you know, on the flip side, they did have R-Truth come out as a Confederate soldier and make fun of everybody. So
that's true too.
That was there. Whoever did that, that was funny.
Yeah, that's true too. To be fair, that's true too. But that just bothered me a bit, and hopefully.
And you know what? I totally forgot he was a 3-time NWA champion. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, but that's NWA and WCW.
Don't make a difference. WWE. It don't make a difference.
He's still a champ. He's still a champ.
He's a world champ.
Mm-hmm. He's still a champ. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's in the record books.
Exactly.
What about the WWE? I want a full black champion, black dark skin nigga to champ. That's what I want. I'm talking about today.
You got a
not
few.
Not yesterday, not 50 years ago.
You got
I'm
a few.
About
Hightower, you got a few in there now that can do it. So we just have to wait and see. Hopefully things will get better. We have to hope that things get better. And it just like I say, what she did, I had to say something. I had to call her out. I did invite her on the show, by the way, so she can get her thoughts and opinions out there.
Oh, let her ass get on his house. Whatever, fucking chicken.
Whatever got her thinking that, because I've never seen that from her before. I've been following her for a little bit. I've never seen that coming from her before. So, you know, I did invite her on. So
that one boy on American Alpha, you think it, when he goes single that he'll go far?
Jason Jordan, he could. He could.
Yep.
He could be another Kurt Angle. Yep. He could. Mm-hmm. Yep. He really could.
He could pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
What about Patrick?
Hell.
I'm not going there.
Don't say Apollo Crews. He need to be sent back to the minors.
I'm not talking about Paul Cole. I'm talking about Patrick. How's he doing?
You know, I've been saying that for Nia Jax. I've been saying that for Nia Jax, that she needs to go back down.
Yeah, my baby girl does need to go back down.
That's why they put her in with the local talent.
Make it look better, yeah.
See, I wait for them to go to Texas. And then Nia Jax coming out of the ring. And across the ring is Lala.
See, you need to quit.
You need to stop.
I can see Big E getting in the next 2 years, maybe.
Hell no. No, that's Jolly Mc... No, he's too damn...
Actually, no. Actually, no. They're thinking about if when they break up the New Day, after they lose it, when they lose the belt, they're actually thinking about pushing him again.
Think about it
for
a second.
And giving him a world title run.
Think about it
for... They made him a lot of money.
Think about it for a second. With Big E, he can talk. He can talk.
He can wrestle.
He's entertaining. He can do it. He could do it. He could do it. So you know that's not too far from the realm of possibility. Not
and
too
he's
far.
A, what, former NXT champion. He's
got, he just got
to bitch.
He would make more sense than anybody right now.
Make sure you don't get that ring postitis anymore.
Yeah.
You already know Vince going to put it on if a black person, that's going to be Apollo Crews.
Hey,
yeah.
But don't worry about that ring postitis because Natty going to take care of that for him.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm not going to touch that one.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. It is 12:56. Any final thoughts before we roll out?
Goldberg sucks the cold bass dick with Santana Garrett giving him a reach around.
Tell
oh man,
fuck yourself. And I hope Goldberg can come in his head.
Cowboys can eat a dick, go Redskins.
Oh, he said the Redskins. Oh, Surfer, you got anything, man, to add before we roll out?
No.
I'm surprised he didn't go say Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the greatest, which he's not.
I'm shocked he didn't say.
I want to say we all know it is true.
I'm shocked he didn't say books. I'm sorry he had to say books.
Why do I just say what we all know is fact?
Oh my goodness.
What?
Is the best.
Don't make me get started with that. Don't make me get started with that. All I'm going to say, I'm going to say one name, and everybody, you can go look it up, and everybody will say who's the better.
Who?
Montana. Next up.
Oh
next.
Hell yeah! Oh hell yeah!
You know he got more. His numbers are greater than Montana at this point.
Fuck his numbers. Who's perfect? They one quarterback that's perfect in the Super Bowl.
Stop. Dude, you can't.
Joe Montana.
Montana.
He's perfect.
Montana went to the Super Bowl with the same team. Brady went with different teams.
Who is perfect?
No, not that. He said
it was a lot easier in the 80s to be perfect.
Who is perfect?
Not listening. You're not listening.
Listen to him, Big Tone.
It wasn't as soft as it is today.
You know, hey, if Montana had to deal with free agency, he might not have gotten the 4 Super Bowls.
Shit, you got your rabbit ass mind.
You the rabbit ass, motherfucker.
You got your rabbit ass mind.
Oh my goodness.
Bandwagon.
Oh my goodness.
That's all you're doing, Surf, is bandwagon.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not bandwagon.
Yes, you is.
Okay. Do it like this. Surfer, I want to ask you this one question. Give me your top 5 greatest quarterbacks right now.
Not in any particular order. Yeah, Montana's top 5. Brady, of course. Gotta put this bastard Manning in there.
Of course.
Let's see who else.
Put an up and comer in there.
Are we talking about Peyton or Eli? Because they both got Peyton. 2. Okay. Because they both got 2. Okay.
They both got rings. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Now the rest you can argue whether it's Marino or. Or Elway or
no, I'm talking about your top 5. No, I'm talking about your top 5. Yours personal, your top 5.
My personal top 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have a personal top 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Brady, 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 and Brady. There you go.
Oh, my.
Brady
Brunson. He's going to say Rich Gannon.
He didn't say Rich Gannon.
I mean, now talking about personal favorites.
That's disrespectful.
I mean, one of the guys I got put in a personal favorite,
mm-hmm.
Randall Cunningham. That motherfucker used to be awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Your top five quarterbacks that you feel in your top five. Surfer's top five.
I'm gonna go with Randall because I thought he
Tony Romo
motherfucker was the man. Look,
right.
He
did
not win the Super Bowl,
but he was amazing to watch.
Okay,
right. Okay,
so that's four, right?
You got four left.
I gave you three already.
Okay, so you got Randall Cunningham,
Montana.
Tom Brady.
Jay Cutler.
So you gave us one three. So you gave us three. So you gave us three. We need two more from you.
One? No. Oh, no. I said Manning.
Manning?
I'm going to go Warren Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's respectful.
I can't mess with that.
I give you that. That's very respectful. But I'm going to give you the ultimate five right now. Number one on the list, the greatest of all time, Joe Montana, Brett Favre, Randall, Warren Moon, and I hate to say it, I can't stand him, but I'm going to say it anyway. Terry Bradshaw.
Hell no.
No. No. Bradshaw got four Super Bowls, but
he ain't perfect.
But
sure ain't perfect.
His numbers are good. They're not great.
I don't give a fuck about the numbers. I'm just talking about my personal top five. That's my personal top five.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
It's personal. You know, keep that shit to yourself.
Oh, shut your ass.
All right, y'all. I want to thank everybody on the call. I want to thank everybody in the chat room for coming out tonight. Wario, Josh, E, we got Iron. Oh, my goodness.
You didn't think I would come over Warren Moon, did you?
I love Warren Moon back in the day. Hassan, Josh, E, Phil Ray came in for a second. I didn't even see Philly Phil. Wario was here.
Because he heard us talking about blacks in the WWE. His radar went off.
Ding, 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 ding. I wish I had a little bill like he did. I want to also thank Tony C for chiming in on Skype. I want to thank all the anonymous users for coming in tonight. Man, Phil, these anonymous users really need to come out because I know you got some on your show too. He said it's top five: Moon, Montana, Manning, Marino, Elway. I ain't got no problem with none of them.
I can't fuck with that one either.
I ain't got no problem with none of them. None of them.
You ain't on Tom Brady all y'all want. The facts remain. No one's going to six Super Bowls, and he might go to a seven.
Please, and lose again.
He'll lose again.
Put Tom Brady and Adam Vinatieri together, and then you'll be all right.
Oh, come on now.
Pretty much.
Adam Vinatieri.
Because Vinatieri is the only reason why he got that first Super Bowl is because of Vinatieri.
It sure was.
Three. If you look at the numbers, it's the first three Super Bowls.
What do you mean the reason why he got it because of Vinatieri?
If he would have missed that kick, they would have won that game.
You talking about the kick it, yeah. Okay, well, you know.
The second one was from the Tuck Rule.
Yep.
No, the first one was from the Tuck Rule.
No, the second one was the Tuck Rule.
The first time they went to the Super Bowl, that was the year they played
The
Raiders in the snow, and the Tuck Rule went down.
Yeah,
because
the second year was when they were videotaping the Rams.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I got a brother who's a Ram fan. He swore up and down that we were cheating by like pulling face masks and on receivers.
And then the third one, they knew it called at Philly's quarterback at the time? Donovan McNabb said that's why he was looking like he was dumb. They knew every call.
Donovan.
Man, you imagine.
Eagles weren't going to win that Super Bowl because they got Andy Reid. That motherfucker will choke every time in a big situation.
You'll choke too if they knew what you were thinking.
Okay.
They probably tapped into their headset.
No. Listen. You the Eagles. You got some killer running backs. And then you want to throw the ball 67 times a game. But that's why the Eagles didn't get a Super Bowl.
That's the West Coast offense.
Exactly why.
That's the West Coast offense, though, Surfer. That's what he ran.
Yeah, he didn't run it right.
The West Coast offense, you adjust it to your players. And your best players are your two running backs. Why wouldn't you run the ball more?
You got your rabbit ass mind.
And you had T.O.
It
all depends on who's running the West Coast offense.
Because
Drew Walker's the one that been in the West Coast offense and dominated with it for almost 20 years.
I watched the Eagles up close. The problem was they didn't run the ball enough. Even with San Francisco went out and got running backs after that first Super Bowl, they knew they had to run the ball more.
Okay, you said so.
I know so. That's that. I can't think of his name. Who's it? Craig. That's why they went out and got guys like Craig. Because they needed to run the ball.
They had Roger Craig before.
They did not have Roger Craig that first Super Bowl.
The 84 team, yes, they did.
No, that's not their first Super Bowl.
San Francisco's first Super Bowl is not in 84.
No,
you want me to smack the fuck out of you?
Yes, you go ahead, because I know their first Super Bowl was in 81.
Wasn't it the Bengals in 84?
No, because we beat the Bengals in 84.
They beat the Bengals in 81. The Redskins went in 82 and 83. The 49ers went back in 84. And beat Miami.
16, back to back, 88, 89, 94.
You're okay. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. We're going to have to agree on disagreeing. Phil, I'm going to say thank you for coming in. One thing to say.
You don't have to agree to disagree. It's in the record books.
No, I disagree with your premise saying Tom Brady is the greatest all the time. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. But we'll have
that's
to.
I want to hate, and that's fine. You know,
I ain't hating. I just disagree.
Tom Brady is good of his era. He's the best of the of this era.
Yeah, but when you take into account that he had to win, that he went six times with different teams, not the same team.
What different teams you won with, sir?
Brady's
you mean what different teams? The team he went to the Super Bowl in 2001 and 2003 and 2004, they were the same. But the other three Super Bowls he went to, they had different teams. It was different players. He didn't have the same running back. He didn't have the same corners. He didn't have the same defense.
Still the same team.
It is not the same team. The same team is when you got.
He still had the same fucking coach.
The same team is when you got 20 players go from year to year.
But Surfer,
20 or more players. He didn't have that.
But Surfer, what everybody's trying to tell you, while the personnel might have been different, it was the same system.
And as long as you're running that same system,
and you find players to fit that system, it doesn't matter what team you have.
It does matter. You just can't say, well, it's a system. Because you still can't get people to just... You can't just plug in players.
Oh, you know what you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. And this, another way that
And New England's offense was a lot different in the early part of those victories than it was in the later 7-8 years.
Because they had
same system,
the same coach.
What's the same system?
The first, those first seven, eight years is not the same system.
Same coach, right? Same system, same coach.
But not the same assistant coaches. Different offensive coordinators. Different defensive coordinators.
Who gives a fuck?
Goodness.
What do you mean, who gives a fuck? That makes a difference.
It's still the same.
It makes a difference. Because you think they got a playbook in 2001 and that thing hasn't changed in all this time?
It might be. If it did change, it's because between that time, the game changed. You're looking at a passing league now than you did back then. So they probably adjusted to just the flow of the game. But still,
it's not the same system. They've had to adjust the system according to their personnel.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're gonna have to roll on out of here for the night. It is 1:10. I want to say thank you for everybody for coming out tonight. Had a great time, good conversation, got a lot done, got a lot out there this evening. Thank you guys again. I'm gonna roll on out of here before but Tony C calls in and we be on another 24 hours. Alright guys, you have a great week and I'll see you later. Take care, everyone.
Take it easy, guys.